Chris Nolat, Lakeshore Boulevard, Ivgadada Committee Chair. In 3 minutes, I can't possibly address the current state of complete disrepair faced by our Director of Finance, Bobby McGee, and his few team members. His memo to the board package tonight provided some insight into the rather frightening circumstances they face. No bank reconciliations for 1 year, an out-of-balance GL that has not been closed for the past 2 months, an IT implementation system which is months, if not years, late and still incomplete. In the aggregate, these circumstances represent an extremely daunting set of conditions, even for a GID. Contrary to the refrain, I quit because of the board, I find it rather obvious that Navazio quit because he knew these circumstances would finally catch up with him in the current year-end close and related audit. More importantly, the presence of these circumstances in any organization has historically correlated to various financial frauds. While we've not seen any such specific circumstances, sudden leadership resignations, unreconciled bank accounts, and our open and out-of-balance GL are well-known traits, all of which indicate that substantial skepticism and expanded audit scopes are warranted. I heard that our former chair is attributing these circumstances to the current amateur leadership team. I know, and I feel good about the fact, that the folks in IV are not so naive. These deplorable circumstances don't just develop overnight. For example, under the slipshod leadership of Tim Calicrate and Andrew Winquist, two different audit firms reported the district did not maintain effective internal controls over financial reporting. Two different audit firms had to deal with restating our financial statements due to material errors. Even worse, the audit committee felt that it could not approve the fiscal 21 CAFR, but Calicrate and his team voted to approve and submit the financials to the state anyway. These examples represent chronic worst practices. And for Tim, last month on July 7th at Music in the Park, you admitted to me that as a chair, you failed to provide adequate board leadership during the Board of Trustees meeting on September 14th, 2022. As you noted, you were shocked at the 4-1 design plan vote. You acknowledged that you should have paused the meeting and regrouped the trustees on the unanimous voting requirement. This failure on your part substantially contributed to the project not moving forward. Calicrate, Winquist, and Wong are the worst of the worst, and now we're paying dearly for their years of ineffective leadership and gross mismanagement.
Thank you, Mr. Nolet. Any other?